So an HIV test is very easy. It's a simple finger stick prick with trained counselors. And you'll wait. It's similar to a pregnancy test where you'll see two lines. One line is if it's negative and two lines if it's positive. And the results come back within 10 minutes for the test and then a little longer to go through some counseling and some information about risk reduction with trained counselors.
Who are the risk groups right now for HIV?
Yeah, so anyone that has sex can be get HIV. So any sexual encounter in your lifetime. A lot of people say, you know, I don't think I'm at risk, or, you know, I'm not someone that has risky sex. But really, if you don't know the status of your partner, or maybe if you have multiple partners, or, you know, just have that lingering thought because you never got a test, then you could be at risk. But for this campaign, we are doing some special ads at Grindr. And so that's a social media site. Kristen, do you want to talk about that?
Sure. Nationally, the incidence of HIV has been going down, except for the demographic of young men who have sex with men. And so that's sort of a group we've been trying to target. And one way to reach them is through social media. And specifically, we're using Grindr, which is a geosocial networking site that has 26,000 men subscribers in the Boulder County area. And 2/3 of Grindr's users are under 30. And that's really sort of one of the main at-risk demographics we were aiming at.
Kristen said there that one of the high-risk demographics is young men who have sex with men. Is this a new generation of gay men who have grown up out of the shadow of AIDS and don't see sexual activity as in any way dangerous to their health? I mean, compared to people who maybe came of age sexually in the 80s at the height of the AIDS epidemic. I mean, Jamie, maybe you could talk to that.
Sure.
As you're an epidemiologist.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the case, that the new generation is not seeing the risk factors as real risks for HIV or AIDS. They might see it for other sexually transmitted diseases, and we are seeing increases of other sexually transmitted diseases like chlamydia and gonorrhea in this Boulder County area. We've had, you know, 6-fold increases in this area for sexually transmitted diseases, especially amongst the young groups. So we know that those high-risk activities are occurring. We do know that the HIV rates are decreasing slightly, but the minute that HIV gets infected into the population, then we know that since people are not practicing safe sex, for instance, not using condoms, then they could be at risk for HIV. So we are definitely seeing people having risky sex and not thinking about the repercussions.
Back in the 80s, as I said, at the height of the AIDS epidemic, there was a huge public health awareness campaign launched that really seemed to impact behavior. Mm-hmm. Is there a need for something similar now, not just around HIV, but as you said, there's a really startling rise in all sexually transmitted diseases?
I think that's a great point, Maeve. Our campaign motto is, are you positive, you're negative? So that's really getting at the idea, do you know for sure that you're negative? A lot of people are in complacency or just think, oh, it's not going to happen to me. I know about safe sex. I know about HIV. It's not the same as it was in the past. And they don't think, oh, this is something that could actually lead to a disease that's infecting my life. Our medication is better for HIV, but we are seeing that, you know, the are you positive or you're negative. You can't know that you're negative until you get a test done.
Another at-risk group, traditionally, certainly with HIV infection, is injection drug users. I know there have been efforts in Colorado to mitigate some of the effects of those transmissible diseases through needle exchange programs. I mean, what's happening here locally in Boulder County?
So we're really fortunate locally in Boulder County to have one of the longest running syringe exchange programs in the nation. It's actually the third in the nation. It's called the Works Program, and it's been operating at 3 different sites in Boulder County. And we assume that because of this program that it's possible why we haven't seen any HIV-positive injection drug users for the last several years. And that could be part of the reason why we're seeing lower rates of HIV. We also have a program called ATLAS with Boulder County AIDS Project, and this is targeted towards men who have sex with men, and it's a peer-to-peer-based network, and it could also be a reason that we're seeing these prevention programs making an impact locally.
What are the statistics in Boulder County around people with HIV and with AIDS?
So there's an estimate from based on national guidelines that roughly 81 people that are HIV positive do not know their status. So there's 81 individuals that are HIV positive and do not know that they are infected in Boulder County.
And how many people do know that they are infected? I mean, what are the overall statistics around HIV?
So HIV has been decreasing in Boulder County. We see the rates of about 1.6 people per 100,000 as of 2014. And that has changed over the years. But we're still seeing new cases of individuals that are getting tested and finding out that they are HIV positive. And what the great thing is that, you know, they're getting on medication and ultimately, you know, their prognosis is very good after that. Once they get on the treatment, then you can have a very healthy, active life. You can even get to, as Kristen mentioned, your viral load to an undetectable level.
How expensive is that treatment? Is that something that's pretty widely covered by most health insurance plans?
So there's been a lot of improvement in terms of the coverage and access to HIV treatment. And Boulder County AIDS Project works closely with individuals, you know, even if you're homeless or even if you do not have Medicaid or you don't have any insurance, there's still a way to find access to treatment for all people.